have the report out. If we're adjourned, 10:50 p.m.
We have general matters to and from after we report out.
Correct.
Oh, report out.
That was weird. I didn't catch that.
So we are adjourned, correct?
No.
No. No. No. No. We have to report out of closed, and then we have one more agenda item.
So you do the report out now.
Oh, certainly. The report out of closed session is that the board discussing closed session, that item agendized for closed session discussion, which is specifically item 10A, conference with legal counsel, existing litigation pursuant to government code section 54956.9, Chris Felton et al. Versus El Dorado County, Cameron Park Community Services District et al., El Dorado County Superior Court case number 23CV2183. That discussion was had by the board, direction was given to staff, board took no other reportable action, and recess from closed session at 10:49 p.m.
Okay.
So now our next item of business is general matters to and from board members and staff. Who wants to start?
No.
Yep, go, Don.
Okay, I would like to see a discussion on the Citizens Oversight Committee that is specified in the bond, since we don't have a Citizen Oversight Committee. And I think Director Scobie and I should meet with the planning commissioners regarding the money from the surrounding developments that we're not getting.
I think I should be included since my letter started this and got you into there.
I agree. Thing.
Yes.
I think you should.
And I would note to you all, in case I haven't before, that we had a good discussion and a significant impact fee from Parker until this came out. And they pulled it plug when they saw that the county didn't put any impact in.
Right.
But you would have been happy with the result, I think, before. I was.
Now, I've asked that question regarding the Citizens Oversight Committee that we needed to be prepared.
You
gave me something I liked.
May I suggest on that? The Citizens Oversight Committee is normally done during this construction phase of the bond. It is not something that continues forever. I've never seen that. I've seen from the time it's passed through the time the bond goes out, through all the construction and everything else, and once that's done, they usually don't continue.
Well, when you check the language on the bond, does it say that we, is that what it says?
I don't know.
It's implied.
I'll check it.
So that's what will have to be checked.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's on. It doesn't say. And all right. Tim, what do you got?
Nothing.
Sid?
It's a kind of a negative. Rotary has not been really happy about the facilities rental and the technology and the response from our receptionist. And they tore up a check, and then they were going to move to another one. And, you know, picking up a check is not easily done. And I contacted Mike Dugan. I said, please call the general manager. And I don't know if they've done it, but there's a series of very angry emails from Rotary. And Rotary has been very generous to this district. Because, in fact, they have a $5,000 grant for that boat dock. I know. That was my suggestion.
Because I got a $2,000 grant for the boat ramp. You know, that they're the new ADA boat ramp. They're going to construct the path down to the new dock when you get it.
Okay, but the point is, and I'm just passing on information. They're not happy about the fees, and they get some discount because they're a nonprofit, and then there was add-ons for the technology and so forth, and they were shopping around because they could find it a lot cheaper at other places. So it's just feedback. Okay?
Well, I got a question, guys. Pardon me. There are rules set up for how we charge. Council, am I allowed to discriminate between things or the categories? Because Rotary does some stuff for us, and they've been good.
I'm not sure I understand the
question. The question is, if we have an established rental and we have an established discount for somebody like Rotary, which is, I think, is at least 25%, do we waive a charge? Or
Usually that's, look, as long as we're not waiving it based on any of the prohibited categories, ethnicity, gender, so on and so forth, usually that's permissible.
All right.
We just can't show bias between, you know, any of the prohibited categories.
Well, and then you brought forward, Alan, back in the day when we were looking at our fees, you're saying we're trying to establish partnerships. If they're a partnership, then they get XYZ or whatever.
Yep.
You see, so I think that is
they
the
get,
model.
They do get...
Consider them a partner.
They do get benefits.
So then, okay.
I didn't hear it. I don't know. I know that we had equipment that had broken down in the classrooms and was pulled in here. You know, once the stuff is repaired, it can be completely different. But I had heard that there was some equipment issues, and we're not spending to replace equipment that's going to be not used.
I would just request that it's in policy, that we have clear policy that states you're a local nonprofit, whatever your discount is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We charge based on our cost to provide that service. You know, the basics of it, so it is defensible and it's not arbitrary.
That was my question, because if I just do it for Rotary because they're being nice to us.
No, that doesn't fly.
What about the Fire Safe Council? We haven't been charging them.
What about Prospector Soccer?
I don't know. I mean, just...
You know, you could go down the list, so...
The Fire Safe Council is one of our district groups?
I don't know. I mean, just saying then that you have to almost look somewhat individually at what relationship might be, but...
At this point, I'm just asking...
We don't want to keep the conversation.
I
was just passing on to be continued.
Okay. Moving on, matters to and from. Report out your matters to and from.
Nothing at this point.
All right, I've got two little ones. I am not going to be here for September and December board meetings. Also, we have a beaver family at Cameron Park Lake that is most likely going to be relocated. We'll know more this week. Just so you should know. And there's babies there. I got pictures of this big.
Mm-hmm. And the state's coming out at 10:30 tomorrow morning to survey and see what they
need
to
plan.
Do.
Make a plan.
I'll add to that, Ted, because you keep me up. I will not be here for July committee meetings. I will be on my 25th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Which is tonight.
And this is...
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you'll make it up. Okay, here's another item, actually, before I adjourn. Is it appropriate to hand out for board members to bring handouts like this?
Look, ideally, it's a part of the agenda. I mean, I know sometimes citizens bring it. We need to have a way of copying so that everybody can get a copy.
Right, and now Barbara gave out stuff, too. So what do we do about this?
Well, you accepted it.
Yeah, it's been accepted. It needs to be added into the record.
Yeah.
So how do I not accept it?
You could have said it.
Ideally, it's given to the clerk. And then she takes care of it. There's not really anything that we would not accept.
Okay.
But I know, especially with Barbara's, like, Sid brought plenty of copies, I think.
Yeah.
Barbara, I assume, did not. At least I didn't see any big copies.
But I think in general, though, even board members shouldn't be bringing copies and stuff like this.
No, they should try and get it to us in time to include it in the packet.
In the packet, yeah.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm just going to give you this because I don't want it. Okay, that's it. We can adjourn now.
That was Barbara's.
That was we adjourn.
Did I have Barbara's letter too?
Aye, second.
Second, all in favor?
What do we? You want that?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.